A good dose of rain and warmer temperatures have gardeners ready to roll up their sleeves and get to it. Nancy Creeth, a horticulture extension educator, says we're not quite ready to go all in yet.
Say we still have a 2 to 3 weeks. It really depends where you're at. So what you want to do is look for your local frost-free date. And so you can look at the National Weather Service or your local weather service to determine when they're predicting the last frost. And so for our cool season crop varieties, things like lettuce and root crops, you could plant those 4 to 6 weeks before that frost-free date.
Creeth says early season garden crops like spinach can be put in the ground as soon as you can work the soil.
The hardiest of all crops are going to be your broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale, kohlrabi, leek, onion, pea, rutabaga, spinach and turnip. So as soon as you could get out there and work the soil, then those could be planted. They're really tough plants.
With Missouri's unpredictable spring weather, she suggests waiting a little longer on less hardy plants so they won't get caught in a surprise frost.
I mean, you always want to give yourself a little bit of wiggle room. We're predicting there's not going to be a frost, but you never know with the weather. So usually I might give it another week or so to plant the warm season stuff like tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers. They're not going to tolerate any kind of frost. They're very tender. And so you wait until things look good in the clear. And after waiting a week or two after, that is not going to hurt because you'll still have plenty of time in the growing season to get a good crop.
What Creeth calls half-hardy crops like carrots, lettuce, beets, and cauliflower can typically be planted between late March and early May, and many of them can be planted again from mid-July to early September.
So those are the vegetables that are going to fall between the hardy and your tender vegetables. So half-hardy vegetable list includes a lot of your root crops, beets, carrots, potato, and then you could get in cauliflower, Chinese cabbage, leaf lettuce, mustard greens, parsnip, Swiss chard, and also another root crop would be radish. And so those you could plant 2 to 3 weeks before that frost-free date in your area.
You can find the National Weather Service's link to the average last frost day in your area at KMZU.com. For KMZU News, I'm Joellen Black.